What are you doing here, human? You look like a stranded waif that is strayed too far from the path. Have you wandered too far from your destination? Yes, I would imagine that you have no idea where you are, given that bewildered look on your face. And I suppose you have never met a member of my kind before. Well, we go by numerous names and titles, but most humans refer to us as fairies or fae, if you would prefer. As such, you have found yourself in the land of the fair folk. You flatter me, human. Yes, they call us fair for a reason. I am curious, though. How did you manage to find this place? Oh, you did not intend to find us? You were only looking for some respite out here? You seek an escape from the toils of human society? I suppose I can understand that reasoning. You humans are so caught up in making a living, and yet you seem to forget how to live. It is quite depressing to watch you humans squander what fleeting time you have on this earth. I'm astounded that more of you don't appear at the gates to the fairy court with a battering ram. Then again, very few are clever enough to find our domain. We keep ourselves well hidden. Even those who intend to seek us out will often wander the wilds for days before giving up, or until they meet their untimely end. Her Majesty prefers many degrees of separation between her kind and the pandemonium of the human world. I sympathize with you, I really do. If I were a human, I would certainly make the same choice. But I still must report you to our queen. She requires notification of any invasion in her territory, whether it is accidental or not. Preferably, she would like to meet the interloper herself. So I really need to deliver you to her. You see, if anybody discovers that I found you and I didn't notify the queen, then I'll be in heaps of trouble. Do believe me. Not to worry, though. She is a just ruler. Oh no, I would never deceive you. Didn't you know that the Fae are not allowed to lie? It's true. Here, ask me to say something. Like, ask me what color the sky is. The sky is periwinkle. See? I told you, I can't even say it. human. As fun as this has been, I really should do my duty and bring you to the court. And yet, now that I've gotten a better look at you, you are quite handsome. I wouldn't mind if you stayed with me instead. Would you like that? I'll make it worth your while. Oh, human, I won't bite. Not unless you want me to. Please, will you come back to my cottage with me? Good. Let's go. Here it is. I know it's not very big. Yes, I've been alone for quite a while, until now, that is. I really don't need much space. No, there is no Mister in my life, not in any official capacity, anyhow. Hey, what are you doing now, sweeting? Standing all the way over there. Come closer. I told you, I will not bite. See? No biting. You taste different, human. No, not bad different. Good different. Not sweet. No. Heady and musky. Absolutely delicious, all the same. Like nothing else. You really are from another world, aren't you? And look how your face reddens when I compliment you. If I didn't know any better, I would say you were a sprite with how your cheeks glow. I think you should undress me now. Wouldn't you say, human? What a charmer you are, human. My body is as enchanting as my fair face. I would demand proof of that statement, but I can already see your arousal. Can you smell mine? Yes, I am burning for you too, brighter than the most brilliant blooms in this land. Press yourself against me. Such delicious friction between us. I do so enjoy grinding myself against you, feeling your arousal heighten as mine does. You like my ears? Yes, they are pointed, just as your old fables say. They are sensitive too. You can kiss them if you would like. Gently, please. body has kissed my ears. You can nibble on them too. Please do. Now who is doing the biting? And your hands are wandering, I see. No, 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 I don't mind. I want to feel your hands on me, on my breasts, squeezing, fondling, stroking my hard nipples, watching them poke out between your fingers. Oh, I do like the rough texture on my soft skin. The sensation is much greater than when I play with them. Oh, yes. Just like that. You're spoiling me now, human. Look at you doing all the work. Let me appreciate you and your needs. After all, I wouldn't be a very good host if I made you do all the chores. Can I take these off? All right. Darling human, you are beautiful. No, really, I mean it. The men here, they are beautiful too, but you are something else entirely. Do all human men have hair on their chests? No, no, no. I like it. I like how it tickles my face when I kiss your chest. It reminds me of the meadow grass that tickles my feet when I walk to the orchards. But I suspect that you would like my mouth elsewhere. Down here. I've never seen a human cock before. Are they all as big as yours? I see. It's already pointing at me. Do your erections always happen so quickly? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Pay me no mind. I bet I can make it harder, though. Watch me. You're even tastier down here. I want to caress every inch of your cock with my tongue. I want to feel it twitch and bob in my hot mouth. It's getting harder, isn't it? Stiffening with every lick. Are these getting sensitive too? Would you like it if I just cradled them in my little hands? They feel so heavy and full. You do like that, don't you? I do so enjoy placing that expression on your face. That transcended, dreamy look in your eyes. As if nothing could ever feel better than my mouth on your shaft. My soft, silky hands crushing your balls. Those guttural moans that you escape with every breath. I think I can take your cock all the way down my throat. Would you like that, human? Of course you would. What's wrong? Why are you pulling me away? Was that too much? Oh, you were about to climax, weren't you? You could have come in my mouth if you wanted to. I would have liked to taste it. Unless you would like to come somewhere else. No need to feel embarrassed about that, human. Because I want it too. Can you sit down on the bed for me? Yes. Just like that. I want to ride you. Let me just grab your shoulders. And can you hold my hips in place? I don't want to topple over after all. I'll just lower myself down a bit. All right, and I'll start bouncing. You just enjoy it. Can't you do that for me, human? Nobody has ever filled me like this before. I was worried you would be too big for me. But we are a perfect fit. Just the right amount of resistance between us. Maybe I'm just that wet. Yes, my pussy is weeping for you in the best way. course. Can you feel it? All that sticky honey coating your shaft. Trickling down to your balls. Maybe you would like to taste it later. I confess, I've never tasted myself before, but there are many things I am willing to try with you, human. You make me want to explore all of it, just as you explored the wilds to find this place. We are symbiotic, you and me. Our lust feeding off each other. Every one of your moans only excites me more. Oh yes. Please, human. Squeeze my ass. Feel it slam into your thighs with every bounce. You don't have to be gentle with me. Even if it hurts, I still want to feel it. Every sensation you can give me. Oh, I do love these strong hands. Where is that other hand of yours going now? Oh, you are too kind, rubbing my little bud. It's so swollen and so very ready for your fingers. And your fingers are so very skilled. Such sweet tingling. Oh, it's almost too much. Yes. My pussy is tightening around your cock with every rub. Can you feel it? I'm almost there now, human. I can sense that you are too. Please tell me you are. I can feel the pressure building up, about to erupt. Please come inside with me, human. I want to feel all of you inside me. Every drop, fill me up. Yes, mark me from the inside. Please, human, you must reach your climax with me. As I take every inch of you, take all of me. Human, come with me. I'm coming. Oh, darling human, that felt indescribable. You're shaking all over. All of that thunder and lightning running through you. I feel them too. Take your time, sweetling. We cleared the top of the hill together, and now we can roll down. And doesn't that feel so good? Take a few deep breaths with me, human. In and out. In and out. After wandering into our land and then coming as hard as you did, I imagine that you must be exhausted. Yes, you have had quite the day, haven't you? I'll just dismount, shall I? There, that's better. Look at the mess you've made of me. I'm only teasing, human. I love it. And so delicious. Here, give it a try. Aren't we just oh so tasty together? That was just glorious, human. All of it, really, it was. But we have been dilly-dallying long enough now, don't you think? Even in the land of the Fae, there is still work to do. Come now, gather yourself together, human. Time to visit the court, and we can't have you meeting the queen in nothing but your skivvies. I wonder if Her Majesty will want your soul or your heart today. Depends on her mood, I suppose. Or maybe she'll want your firstborn child. Do you have any children, human? Yes, I did say she was a just ruler. And she is. But not to you humans. She has a special hatred for your kind, especially those who wander where they do not belong. When you drift behind the borders of your territory, how could you expect to not face any repercussions? Let you go? I never promised such a thing. Perhaps you thought I did, but you would be wrong, human. I told you before, we Fae are not allowed to lie. Well, not precisely, anyway. Oh, human, there is no use in running away. You will never find your way back to your realm. Finding your way into the domain of the fair folk is one thing, but finding your way out is something else together. What's that song that was so popular among you humans a few years ago? Oh, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Yes, that is how our fey magic works. Without Her Majesty's permission to go, you will have to remain in our land for good. So, you should prepare yourself to grovel before our queen. I am certain you will look so very pretty begging, sweetling. You probably won't get very far, though. She is not a fan of clemency for your kind. Best of luck, human. You will certainly need it.